Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Oh, I have a song that me and Ollie do all the time. Ready?
Oh, this is so cute. This is so cute.
Okay, this is the funniest fucking song. So, one day I hear, I can't remember who sang it. Actually, can you look it up and tell me who sang it? And it's a whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the beast. And when I do this, you know, so I'd be in the kitchen and like I will just randomly go whoop, whoop. And Ollie go, it's the sound of the beast. And I go, whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the beast. So Sound of the Police is by KRS-One. But I'll do it in a restaurant and I'll go, whoop, whoop. And Ollie go, over the other side of the restaurant and go, it's the sound of the police. And he'll yell it at me.
I've heard him do it in the car.
It's so cute. Funny, mate. And he doesn't even know what he's saying, but he just, and all the time he'll say to me, Dad, Dad, can you put on Down to the Police? And I'm like, it's Sound of the Police on. Yeah, can you put on Down to the Police? So I have to play it on YouTube all the time because he just loves it. Very, very, very cute. So we were going to talk today a little bit about work ethic and because, I see so many people are sold, especially in the digital world at the moment, right? And I watch it on Facebook and I watch, because we deal a lot with business people and high-end business people. And one of the things that I've noticed that people are continuously sold on this thing of, you know, hey, you know, you can get a digital business and, you know, you can be working like 10 hours a week and earning like $2 million a year. You can be earning like $100,000 a month. You know, yeah, and in some cases, it's not even that amount. It's like you can be on $170,000. I watch these guys stepping out of cars and they've got these cameras and they're going, you know, if you, you know, you can just, you know, you can work a small amount of hours and you can get this business out of you. And I just feel that people need to understand that that is fucking delusional for 95% of people in business. Mm-hmm. 95% of business. You know, people have to understand that there are times that business has balls on it. Absolutely has balls on it. It is so tough at times. And I know in my business, it is so tough at times. We run a couple of different companies. I personally have a couple of different companies. And there are times when it is fucking hard. And unless you're putting the hours in, you're getting smashed. You know, like, you know, I'd Angela's be saying to me at, you know, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, put the phone down. You know, because I just have business on my mind all the time. You know, it's just, it's on my mind. Yeah. I wake up with it. I got to sleep with it. I wake up with it. I got to sleep with it. And you know.
So talk about what you were talking about there, about the concept of the things that we're looking for, the things that we want to get.
Right. So when a person creates, when a person becomes a visionary, not a vision, they become a visionary. So they have this outcome that they want to achieve. And in this outcome that they want to achieve, there are, you know, there are certain things that they feel that, well, the self feels it's going to get when it gets there. It's going to experience when it gets there. Now, what I mean by that, so those basically those four basic needs of the self when they achieve something. The first one is that they want to feel stimulated. It's why they get into business. They want to feel stimulated. Mm-hmm. The next one is that they want to feel special.
Yep.
Like they've achieved and done something different for the world. The next one is that they want to connect. So they want to feel a sense of connection, like they've connected to the world. And then the last one is that they ultimately they want to feel love.
It's the ultimate thing.
Ultimate thing is they want to feel love. Now, what happens for people, though, and the way people get distracted is that if you can give a person, for example, connection without having got the outcome, they will abandon the outcome, right?
Yeah.
Just for the short-term connection. So the long-term vision suffers because of the short-term.
So something that they've looked, that something that they're looking for along the way, which is the stimulation, the connection, feeling special. Mm. If they can shortcut that and find a different way to get that, they will opt for the shortcut as opposed to getting it through the long-term plan.
That's right.
Okay.
So they opt for the shortcut instead of getting it through the long-term plan.
Yeah.
And so unless they are aware of the time and effort that has to be put in, because, you know, we watch people sign up for business deals, sign up to companies, you know, and they're...
Well, they're sold the dream, right? Mm. They're sold the dream or they're sold the outcome. And the outcome is possible, don't get me wrong. But when you're sold on that, you think that you have a belief that you can get there by just staying comfortable or by not working for it. And we're in an age now, and Simon Sinek talks about it a lot. And I think I showed you that that talk he did on
immediate gratification, the
immediate gratification, you know, on the millennials and the young kids, especially now. How we're in an age where we put a post up and we automatically get that immediate gratification of the likes and the comments and the people articulating in the form of a heart on Instagram that you are on track or that they like you. So they are or at their fingertips is an answer. Like you can go onto your phone and you can, you know, put something into a search engine, you can have the answer straight away.
Yep.
So they're used to having that immediate gratification. Mm. And when we're used to having that immediate gratification, we feel like we're suffering if we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like going for that long term is suffering. You know, I know people even in, you know, in my small circle that – that don't want to have a job or don't want to have they don't want to do some of the things that they need to do because they don't feel like it's going to get them to the outcome of being wealthy,
right,
you know, and
right.
being rich or whatever. But they don't realize that there's a path that's going to get there. So people are sold into these businesses on the dream of the outcome without the understanding that there's a process along the way.
That's right.
And that unless you work along the way. Now, you have to work.
Well,
it's like you have to work.
Well,
you can work
like
smart, but it takes time to learn how to work smart.
Yeah.
So you have to work hard in that process.
Yeah.
And people who get there and who seem to have an overnight success, those people have worked their butts off for years to get them to a point
And if you're being sold on an overnight success, you're being sold a fucking lie. That is bullshit. It is absolutely bullshit. And people, when getting into businesses or buying into companies or buying into the dream, you need to have done your homework. You need to ask the pointy questions. How long did it take you to get here? Like, we do see quick successes. We've seen them.
Yeah, but the quick successes, they still worked
man,
for it.
My God. I mean, we've had the conversations with them.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell you it's a 60-30 rule. 60 hours is spent on the business, 30 hours is spent on my growth. 60 hours is spent on the business, 30 hours is spent on my growth. That's the 60-30 rule. 60 hours spent making the calls, cold calls, hard banging the table, 100 to 300 calls a day, non-stop until they get the outcome that they want.
Yeah, so because so many people fall on the wayside of that because they're not getting the response or the reaction through their business immediately.
Yeah, they don't even pick up the phone.
Yeah,
it's like I'll talk to some of our clients and I'll say, how many calls you make today? 5. Mate, it's never going to happen.
No.
It's never going to happen. You need to be making 50, 100, 200 calls a day minimum. And it's like you know, they're like, oh, I'm hesitant. Well, if you're hesitant, don't fucking do it. Don't do the business because you're just going to torment the shit out of yourself. Forget about it. You got to be pulling the trigger. And you got to pull the trigger on your business. And let alone you got to pull the trigger. You got to keep pulling the fucking trigger over and over and over and over and over and over again because eventually you're going to hit it.
Yeah, so I think that – so one of the delusions then is that that we can achieve this without doing anything different, without shifting our mindset and without shifting our – because it's not just about mindset. It is. Mindset plays a massive, massive role, right? But we can shift our mindset and still sit on the couch.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So it's not about just shifting your mindset. You have to have a clear understanding of the actions that you need to take. And like, you know, I don't know how else to explain it, but if you think you can sidestep that in any way, shape or form, you are gone.
And if you've been sold on the delusion to do that, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
But, and then, so if you, like, we were just talking about The Rock and we were talking about Mark Zuckerberg there a minute ago. And, you know, the like, with The Rock, well, we'll talk about Mark because I love Mark Zuckerberg. I absolutely, like, I think I could.
Are you not talking about, you're talking.
Sorry,
about
not Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Wahlberg, Wahlberg. Sorry.
You and love
I,
Mark
I love Mark Wahlberg and I love his movies and I love his films. I think I even like his old.
I think Tash is indicating.
Yeah, his muscles, yeah. I think I even like his old cheesy boy band stuff as well. I'm just saying.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. But do you remember who he was with before that?
Don't think I do.
I can't remember. It'll come to me in a minute. Let's see if we can research that, will you? And so he was part of a boy band. But he was totally. Mark was part of a boy band. The thing about Mark is Mark goes to bed at 7:30 every night and he gets up at 2:30 in the morning and he trains. And then he has breakfast, makes dinner, lunch for the guys, and then he goes back and he trains again, and then he gets into work, and that's his work ethic. You have to understand, they're doing the things that they love within that time period.
I think this is
being
the
sold.
Point.
The thing is, you know, you can get more with less. It's fucking nonsense. But you have to be doing it because you love it.
Yeah,
does
and
that
I
make
think
sense?
That's I think that's now the key, right? So I'm walking in here and I did a little Instagram story this morning as I walked in, just saying I'm so grateful. Like I was having a moment on my way in here today, thinking about back in the teaching days. Now, don't get me wrong, I loved teaching and I loved the kids, but I didn't like all the red tape and all the other stuff that came with teaching, you know. And which is why I wanted to leave. I just didn't feel like I could do that forever. But in that space, it was very much like, you know, nine to three at school, but then the amount of time you had before school, after school, weekends, holidays, working, you know, and I felt like there was no freedom. And I was driving in today thinking how I'm so grateful that I get to have a job where I can come in and I can talk all day. All we're doing today is just chatting and having a conversation. We're getting paid for it, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Then other days Friday this week, you know, we're going to be planning. Tomorrow I'm going to be teaching about the wealth principles. So
yeah.
I'm kind of get shown where to go. Other people organize me. I get to go and do – and I'm doing – you know, I'm doing these things. But I think that – as soon as I posted, I was thinking, you know, how important it is to understand, and I might do another post now that I'm thinking about it as well, how important it is to understand that that only happened because I put my time in.
Mm.
And that doesn't negate the fact that at times it's still hard work.
Yeah.
But because I love what I do, and because I'm aligned with what I do, I am willing to handle the challenges that come with what I do,
mm-hmm.
because it can be challenges. I mean, you know, we're in seminars, and like our big seminar, we're in the room 14 hours a day, 12 to 14 hours in a day. That is like it is not. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no mental space for anything else.
Yep.
So that can, as much as we love it, it can also be, it's not like we're just, you know, lying in bed or just going for a walk and just doing our thing every day.
Yeah.
We're constantly working on it. The key to being successful then, I think, lies heavily on your ability to map it out, like we said.
Mm.
Be willing to put the time and the effort in and to be able to work hard,
mm-hmm.
and also understanding that if you're not doing what you love,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get there.
Simply not put the fucking time in if you're not if you don't do what you love.
Mm.
You know, if the people you look up to and the people who are the people that you work with are the people that, you know, when I see emails coming in, you know, I saw that this week coming in at fucking 2:00 in the morning, you know. I'm getting text messages at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's because everybody's doing what they fucking love.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That everybody's doing what they fucking love. Yeah. And you know, we were just talking to one of the girls yesterday who has a big business, and she was saying, you know, I'll have my downlines will say to me, you know, why are you emailing me at 2 o'clock in the morning? Because I'm fucking working. Why do you think?
What else?
Because everybody else is out dancing. Everybody's at the nightclub. What the fuck are you doing? I'm working. You know, but why are you working? Because I'd rather be working than be out dancing. Yeah. Because I'm doing what I love.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I think that that's...
Yeah. And I just think that people just don't realise that. So I think it's so important to have that understanding.
Yeah, especially... And we got to teach it to our kids. We got to teach it to the younger generation that are coming through, that are fucking just, you know, they want immediate gratification. You know, they just want it now. They've stopped communicating with each other correctly.
So one of the things with that, and I think it might be worthwhile just to mention that Simon Sinek conversation, he talks about, you know... If a child has been has experienced alcohol or turning to alcohol before they're 16, right?
Yeah.
There is a higher chance that they are going to turn into be alcoholics, because whenever they are challenged in their lives, they will turn to what they used to turn to, right? But it's exactly the same with our kids. You know, we're giving them phones at an early age.
Yeah.
Before they're emotionally intelligent, mature enough to understand certain things, they're used to that immediate gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to become addicts to that.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to turn to later in life. So the best we can do for our kids is to not expect immediate gratification for ourselves.
Yeah.
And encourage and make sure that our kids are not on their phones 24/7, 100%. That we understand and we model the desire to wait or to understand that if we work hard at something, we're going to get
And outcome. Put and put the hours in and put the time in and have, you know, long work, a good work ethic for the kids. I think that that's really, really important.
Wise, definitely wise.
Yeah, that was cool.
You make your kids work, I know.
Yeah.
They showed me their little money jar the other day.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I get the kids to trade. So I've got the kids trading early. So I will say, there's a, like we just, we'll I will go around the house with them and say, right, what are we going to sell? What can we sell? And then
they get a portion of it.
They get a portion of it, yeah. So, and then what I do is I get them to put it up on Facebook. And then when the person turns up, like we've just done, we've just finished a reno. We had a lot of pavers there. So I took pictures of the pavers. And, Lexi has to upload it. Lexi has to take the photos. Lola has to upload it. Lola has to take the photos. And then when the person turns up,
they're the ones that do the negotiating.
I don't even go out.
Yeah.
And I will let the person know in a message. Both my daughters, I'm teaching them how to master wealth. Both of my daughters will come out and they will deal with you. They will take the money off you. They will, if there's any further haggling, they will take care of it.
So the other thing that you've been doing, I noticed lately as well, is getting them into the garden.
Yeah.
Like the three of them.
Get them out of the house.
Getting them out of the house. And
so I give them
I called you one day and Oliver was asleep at like 5:30 because you'd wrecked him ragged in the
blew
garden.
I blew him up. That's what I wanted
to
do.
But I love that. And they love it, like they, you know, they're talking about it, they love it because it's easy for them to escape into a movie or whatever, but and they love having their little friends around, but they also love getting in and doing that because they've been taught at a young age that it's good to do that.
And but the money jar went missing the other day.
Did it?
Yeah. So I knew how much cash was in the money jar. It was like 300.
I counted it the other day.
It was $370 originally.
Quite a bit.
And I was like, where's, you know, because they'd been doing some sales, so $370. So I said, give me the money jar. And no, there was something on at the school. There was a. And they're like, Lola couldn't hold her wee. Like literally, Lola. She couldn't hold her piss. And so Lola comes down, she goes, okay, so I've got $50 and I'm bringing it to school. I'm just letting you know. And I'm like, $50 from where? From the money jar. I'm like, what are you talking about, $50 from the money jar? No, I've got $50. And so is Lexi. Lexi's looking at Lola going, what the, shut up, don't tell them. What have they done? I go in and count the money and there's $170 in the money jar. They've got $50 each and there's $100 missing. I'm like, where's the money gone out of the money jar? Oh, we've been taking it to school.
And lending we might need to work on the wealth principles a bit more with them.
Lending money to their buddies, you know, without interest. You can lend money, but it's got to have compounded interest. You know what I mean?
We might have to have a conversation.
Finally, the thing we're doing this weekend is we're looking for some garage sales. And we're going to go out and we're going to take the money. We're going to buy some stuff from the garage sales and we're going to bring it back and we're going to put it up on Facebook and flog it.
And sell it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Why not?
Cool.
Give some people.
Get them working, mate. That's get them working, young.
That's right. That's right. That's
what does Ollie sell?
Well,
he's cute.
Yeah, Ollie. I don't know. Ollie. I think I don't know. Ollie has more of an Instagram. He gets more likes on Instagram. We put pictures of him up than
I know. We put little like nuggets of gold information, yeah, yeah, and yeah. Nobody comments.
No.
You put a picture of Ollie up, and they're like, "Oh my god, oh, he's so cute."
I know.
He anyway,
he's a cutie. Yeah. So, but yeah, Instagram. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. There's some cool stuff there.
All right, that's it.
Yep.
Finished.
High five. Ooh.